from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And away we go with the 3 o'clock hour. 3:02 is the time. I really, really like that one. The interview with David Peralta. People probably think I say that because I'm trying to say that we did a good interview. No, I said that because he just was nice enough to give us a lot of really fun, revealing, you know, answers about himself and, you know, his struggles to make the major leagues. I mean, look, he's celebrating his 10-year, you know, anniversary, as it were. 10 years with big league service today. That means he started in the major leagues on July 12th, 2014. But he started his journey in, what did he say, 09 as a pitcher.
Yeah.
Pitcher drafted by the Cardinals. And he was so bad that, like, they didn't send him to the minor leagues and say, you know, work on it. They basically just returned him to Venezuela. I mean, it was like,
it's kind of
all
messed
right,
up.
See you later. But you're not going to make it as a pitcher. And I think, I don't know how many of us would have said, gave it my best shot, didn't necessarily work out. You know, I'm going to see what else is out there for me. David Peralta said, no, I'm going to try to turn myself into a good enough hitter to where I can get another chance in the big leagues. It took 2 years for that to happen. And then they sent him to an instructional league. That's as low on the totem pole as you get.
Yep.
And then he finally got signed by the Diamondbacks to rookie A ball, or what did he say, high A or something. So he had to make it all the way through that, you know, and to get to the big leagues and have a, I think, a pretty good career.
Yeah.
278 career hitter. As I said during the interview, won a Silver Slugger in 2018, came right back the next year, won a Gold Glove in 2019. So, you know, those are, you know, achievements at the big league level. That's not just being another guy. That's being a pretty solid, you know, ball player. Hit 30 home runs 1 year.
You don't make it 10 years if you're not a solid ball player.
No, they're not going to just keep paying you money because you're not, you know, you're not that great.
Because you're almost the 10 years or whatever.
I think he's been a nice pickup for the Padres. Yeah. Has he torn the, you know, no, but I don't feel uncomfortable with him coming up, just like the other day in the ninth inning. That game was on his bat. And you're facing Munoz, who, you know, in the eighth inning struck out Profar with a slider that Profar missed by about 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Profar.
Yeah.
Then he struck out Merrill in the ninth inning on a slider that he missed by, oh, about 3 feet. And then Peralta came up. There was two strikes, and I thought he's going to throw another slider, and Peralta's going to miss it by 3 feet. But
did he hold off that?
He held off that, and then got another one that didn't, you know, bite as much.
Yeah,
got a little bit more of the plate, and he hit a line drive to center field that, if you're watching on TV like I was, it was tie game. That was a base hit. Two runs in, we're going to extra innings. And then out of nowhere came old Perdomo. Was it Perdomo? Yeah. No, not Perdomo. It was a Seattle game. Crawford, J.P. Crawford. And he flagged it down, short center field. So that was a tough break. But Peralta, you know, really, those interviews are fun because now when I watch David Peralta play, yeah, I'm going to be thinking about French fries.
It's a weird thing. I wouldn't be thinking about French fries. I'd be thinking about him trying to work the register. So.
Or the register with a huge line of people wanting free Big Macs.
You could just hear it
on his
voice.
First day in the job.
That would be stressful. I get anxiety just thinking about it.
That was good.
You could tell just by the way he answers questions how much he appreciates his career, and he just is enjoying it, which is nice. It's refreshing.
You know, he was with the Dodgers last year, and then the season was over, and he hit 259 and drove in 55 runs for them. And then the phone did not ring. I mean, right? You're a free agent.
Yeah.
You played 9 years or 8.5 or whatever it is. Nobody's calling. That can be a little nerve-wracking on its own.
Yeah, you could probably think, man, I'm so close to my 10 years. Am I going to get a chance at 10 years?
Yeah, so he sounds like a guy that's really happy to be playing. And, I think we're, at least I am. You know, I think the Padres should be happy to have him here. Coming up on the program, as Tony starts to prepare for his TV duties. And when he's got TV, we don't get him as often on the show as we do when he's doing radio, because there's a lot more that goes into preparing for TV work. But he will be back for our countdown of the top five NFL teams and our big five. So we'll get a little more Tony. But, without that, we got Daily Gambit right about here. And Scraby, let's go.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Finally, Jacob noticed my shirt in the chat. It's Friday the 12th, and I have my Sad Jason shirt on. Because he's looking at the calendar, and it says Friday the 12th.
And he missed it by one day, because it's not Friday the 13th. Yeah. I noticed that, too. Here's the funny thing. Who is it? Jason noticed it in the chat?
Yeah. Jacob.
Oh, Jacob. Yeah, your Friday the 12th shirt. How many times per year does the 12th of a month land on a Friday? One or two?
Not many.
But you wear that shirt every time without fail.
For sure.
That happens. Never miss that.
And you know what's funny? If it's near the 12th, I look at my, and I'm going to work or something, I make sure I know that it's not Friday the 12th, and I'm missing out on wearing it or something.
Yeah. I mean, you can set your clock to it or your calendar to it by Scraby wearing that Friday the 12th shirt.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up real quick because Jason.
The sad look on Jason's face. You can just show the camera. Yeah. I'll look at it. There it is.
There we go.
There's the forlorn hockey mask. He's got the sword.
It's a knife.
It's a knife. That's a knife. Anyway, he's all upset because it's not the day he can attack people.
Good point. That's exactly why he's upset.
That's funny.
All right. Anyway.
How'd we do on our picks?
Phillies and Dodgers. Phillies were -1.5 on the run line over the Dodgers. You chose the Phils. Tony and I chose the Dodgers. Phillies swept the Dodgers by winning 5-1 yesterday. That series wasn't even close, it seemed like.
One game was close.
The middle game.
The middle game. The Dodgers lost on a fly ball that died on the warning track.
Yeah, but still, I mean, the Phillies look scary.
The Dodgers are having their problems because they have almost their entire pitching staff hurt.
That's true.
Ask the Padres how that is. Yeah, not great.
Yamamoto.
Whatever happened to Yamamoto?
He's still injured.
I mean, I forgot all about this guy.
Tricep tightness.
Yeah, I know Bueller obviously is out. I know Kershaw still hasn't come back. I know that Glasnow is on the Fugazi list.
He had the Fugazi IL.
But I didn't know that Yamamoto. So they're I mean, let me just real quick, just for fun. Here's the Dodger rotation heading into the final weekend before the All-Star break. Paxton, Robleski.
Oh, yeah. Old Robleski.
Robleski is a Dodger. I don't know who that is. Paxton today, and they don't even have anyone scheduled for Sunday yet.
They're still trying to figure it out.
But really, the only guy that started the season in the Dodger rotation that's there now is Paxton. And Miller, who was kind of a young up-and-coming, you know, supposed to be, he just got sent back to the minors.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and there's no Mookie Betts.
Now is the time for the Padres to win some games. They have to
win
some games.
It'd be nice to put a little pressure on those
guys. A little bit of pressure.
And we just assume that the Dodgers have already won the division. And the fact of the matter is, as good as they still are, they are
They got some holes in their roster.
Somewhat catchable. Yes. They're missing a lot.
All right, I'm going to go through the rest of this quick because we need to speed up. Castillo, or who pitched more innings yesterday? Luis Castillo of the Mariners or Max Fried of the Braves? You guys said Castillo. I said Fried. Turns out both of us are right because they both pitched six innings.
They did. They both pitched well. Castillo shut out as the Mariners whipped the Angels. Fried allowed one run, but that cost him in a 1-0 loss to the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. The A's and the Red Sox over under a total of 10 runs. Chris went over. Tony and I went under. It was under 7-0 Red Sox. Djokovic, minus 6.5 games over Musetti. You two, Chris and Tony, chose Musetti. I chose Djokovic, and Djokovic only won by 5 games, so you guys win the bet.
He did win in straight sets, though.
Yeah, 6-something.
So Djokovic is back in the Wimbledon final.
It's crazy.
But it was a little, you know, Musetti gave him a run for his money, but never really threatened to beat him, you know? Djokovic always plays those big points.
Alcaraz and Medvedev over under 39.5 games. We all went over. We were all correct. They went 42 games.
And it was Alcaraz who prevailed there.
So we got him in the finals against Djokovic.
So we got Alcaraz against Djokovic, which is a rematch of last year's Wimbledon final.
All right. Who won? Djokovic.
No. I think Alcaraz won last year. I'll have to look that up to be sure. Go ahead.
Liberty were 9.5-point favorites over the Chicago Sky. You guys chose the New York Liberty. I chose the Sky. I was wrong because the Liberty won 91-76, so not even close there. Angel Reese, over under 12.5 rebounds. Did she get her double-double? Her record-extending double-double. Chris and Tony said over. I said under. It was under, but she did get her double-double. She had 10 rebounds.
She had 10 rebounds. She needed to get 12.5 to go the over. And for the second consecutive game, she scored a bucket late in the game to get her double-double. Life is not going to be able to continue if Angel Reese's streak doesn't continue.
Alcaraz, I think, won.
It's a real big deal. Yes, Alcaraz did beat Djokovic last year in a 5-setter to win at Wimbledon, so they'll face off again.
All right, what do we got?
We got a little WNBA.
Okay.
We got Diana Taurasi's Phoenix Mercury at Indiana to take on Caitlin Clark's Fever. We got Phoenix favored by 2.5 on the road.
Only 2.5.
Fever has been better since they started the season 0-6. Scraby, you're up. You're 8-9 for the week, by the
way. Thank you. I'll take the Fever at home.
Taking Indy plus. I think Phoenix is still a little better than Indy, so I'll take Phoenix here. I'm 12-5, having a good week. Caitlin Clark over under 18.5 points tonight. Let me see. I wanted to do this because I wanted to see what her scoring average is right about now.
I think it's like around 16.5, 17 points.
I mean, I think she's having a good season. This whole Angel Reese double-double streak
has taken some headlines away from her.
Has taken all the headlines away from Caitlin Clark, which is A, right? It should be. Probably isn't bad for Caitlin Clark.
No, she can
let her just play a little bit.
Yeah.
Although, you know, this Rookie of the Year award in the WNBA is turning into a big deal. I mean, you honestly have people lining up on the Angel Reese side or the Caitlin Clark side, and there doesn't seem to be any in between. And frankly, everybody, it's just a Rookie of the Year award, so everybody should kind of come together and calm down about that just a tad.
it's good for the WNBA, but there's so many people that are so upset. Like you said, they're either they're one side or the other. There's no in between.
Right. Who's going to be? It's Caitlin Clark. It's totally Angel Reese. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I hate you.
Bah,
I can't stand you.
Bah.
Yeah. What?
That's what people
they say. They
whenever
say,
I get
bah.
Whenever I get people like yelling at me on Twitter, I always imagine them going.
That's kind of what they do. Caitlin Clark is averaging 16.7 points per game.
Look at me.
So you were right on it.
Over under 18.5.
I'm first. She's at home tonight, so she's comfortable. I'll say over. What about you?
I'm going to go over as well.
We're both going over. All right, one more WNBA. The Las Vegas Aces, two-time defending champs, got off to a slow start this season, but they bounced back. Now they're 14-7. They're on the road against Adam Klug's Atlanta Dream.
Okay.
The Dream is the opposite, 7-14.
Okay.
Vegas is a 14.5 point pick on the road. You up for that?
Yeah, I'll go Aces. They keep...
Las Vegas.
Showing me that they're better.
They are better, but I'll take Atlanta. That's too many points at home. On to tomorrow morning, the Wimbledon women's final. My new one of my new favorites here, Jasmine Paolini.
Okay.
The seventh seed taking on the Czech Republic's Barbara Krejčíková in the final. Paolini's in her second consecutive Grand Slam final. Also made the finals at the French. Krejčíková has won a French Open title before, but never Wimbledon. Over under 22.5 total games. So basically, do you think it'll go three sets? Or will it be decided in two? This has three sets written all over it, Scraby.
I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under anyway.
Yes.
I'm going over. Okay. The men's final is Sunday, and that's Alcaraz and the Joker. And guess who's favored, just for fun?
The Joker?
Alcaraz.
Oh.
Is favored. He beat him in the final last year. He's a slight favorite by 1.5 games. Who do you like here? The men's final is Sunday.
I think the Joker, I think he wants to win this because so he can make fun of the crowd. So I'm going to say him.
The Joker gets his revenge.
Yes.
Alcaraz should win this. He's playing insane. I'm going to take Djokovic, too. I just have a weird feeling. He's not going to lose 2 years in a row to the kid. All right, we got two more real quick.
All right,
soccer.
We got to get going, though.
All right, we're going. We got the Copa America final. And that is Argentina against Colombia Sunday. Argentina's favored by a half goal. Now, keep in mind, if the game ends up a draw and they decided in penalty kicks, then as far as the odds are concerned, the game did end as a draw. See what I'm saying? So if you take Colombia plus the half goal and they end up tied, you would win.
Okay.
If they're tied at the end of regulation.
Get it.
You get it. All right. Yeah. Who are you taking?
Argentina.
After all that.
Yes.
Argentina's way too good in soccer. My goodness. I'll take them also. And then the Euro Cup, also Sunday, Spain and England. Spain is favored by a half goal. I'm going with the jolly old Brits.
I'm going with Spain.
Okay.
From what people tell me.
You've got it. All right, we'll see how that all turns out. But looking to increase on a 12-5 week, Scrabe. It's pretty good for me.
That is pretty good.
Let's check traffic. And then when we come back, I got a quick time, a short segment. I got a guy on the Miami Dolphins who is making me a little bit angry. I'll explain.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll explain what he did and why I'm angry when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So happy to be with all of you. Happy Friday to everyone. Hope everybody's got big plans for the weekend, which would... hopefully include a couple of Padre victories over the Atlanta Braves. Braves lineup is out. I'll tell you one thing. It's not as imposing as it once was when they used to have, you know, Acuna at the top of it. Jared Kelnick doesn't quite bring the same fear.
No, he kind of cooled off. I think he had a pretty darn good start to the season. But
both Austin Riley and Matt Olson, who are in the middle of this lineup, also have had off years. Ozzie Albies hasn't been as good as he was previously. The one guy that is really scary now in the Atlanta Brave lineup is Ozuna. He's had a monster first half. But other than that, meh. You know,
you say, eh?
Waldron gets the knuckleball in there tonight, they should be all right.
Let me see what Jared Kelnick's doing real quick before I write him off.
Not a whole lot.
He's hitting .266, 10 home runs, not many RBIs. Pretty average, honestly. .750 OPS.
Sub-average, if you ask me.
I mean, we would take that. .266 batting average would be great.
Where's he going to play? We already have three all-star outfielders.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm not saying that.
You
like,
just said
I need
we would
him
take
on the
that.
Team.
You just said we would take that.
I would
so
take
I'm saying, where, would you gonna, where are you going to take
10 home
him?
Runs? Because you said pedestrian.
Where are you going to take him?
TH. All just right. To give you an answer.
You got. You did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why do guys do stuff like this? Miami Dolphins' new tight end, Jonnu Smith. I didn't even know they had Jonnu Smith.
I didn't either, but I know who he is.
He used to play with the
Patriots.
Titans and then the Patriots. He's on some podcast, and he says that the Buffalo Bills fans and the stadium in Buffalo, quote, that's got to be the worst place you can be in the world. And the Buffalo Wings aren't even good.
I have heard that.
I'm throwing all types of shots at Buffalo.
I have heard that the Buffalo Wings in Buffalo aren't very good.
Why do you do that to yourself, though? They already hate the Dolphins there in Buffalo. And now you're going to say that before you go up there and play?
I think,
believe me, they'll remember.
I think he can say worse things. I mean, I don't find this to be a big deal.
Okay. This is a big deal.
Okay.
A bigger deal. CBS Sports' Cody Benjamin has come up with his rankings of the top 10 coaches in the National Football League.
Saw this.
All right, so I can't quiz you on it.
No, because I disagree with it.
This list
is weird.
Really bad.
It's not a good list.
It's not a good list at all.
I mean, number one, I agree with. Which
well,
is...
everybody's going to give it to Andy Reid right now.
Yes.
My number two is Mike Tomlin. Their number two is...
Your number two is crazy, by the way.
It's not.
The guy is .500 every year, but let's get a little bit further in the playoffs before we say Mike Tomlin's number two.
He's got a Super Bowl in his...
And like, I love when you say that, but it was like 12 years ago.
Okay. Counts. He put
12
the,
years ago,
he put the Steelers in the playoffs. The Steelers are the worst team in football.
They're not the worst team.
And he puts them in the playoffs. All right. Their number two is Sean McVay.
Yeah. I'm not just saying that because of 49ers. I don't understand the number two of Sean McVay.
I mean, you talk about he won a Super Bowl. Fine. But what, has he won a game since then?
Yeah, he did take the Rams to the playoffs last year, which is kind of the similar to Mike Tomlin. No one thought the Rams were going to make the playoffs.
Well, then put Tomlin 2 and McVay down the line. Don't put McVay there. Kyle Shanahan, enough said. He's all right.
Tony got in my head about the whole Brady thing. When is Kyle Shanahan going to turn his back on him? It's a true criticism of Kyle Shanahan. He does not have quarterbacks' backs when it comes down to it.
I don't think any. I'll be honest with you. I don't think any NFL team has any players' backs.
I think
in anything.
Patrick Mahomes.
He might be one of the few.
Yes.
But look, if you don't perform in the NFL, they don't know you. Just like that.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Doesn't matter what you've done in the past.
Oh, I know.
John Harbaugh's fourth. Can't argue that.
No.
Matt LaFleur fifth. I can argue that.
I can argue that too.
Yeah. Tomlin is sixth. I already mentioned how mad that is. Jim Harbaugh?
I don't
already?
Know. Already? Yeah, I don't know how he got the top 10.
He's seventh.
Yeah, he won a national championship, but that was in college.
Well, his career NFL record is 44-19-1.
Does anybody ever talk about his final season? It was a bad season with the 49ers after
number
some
eight,
really good seasons.
Number eight, kneecap cannibal. I'll say this for Dan Campbell. Everyone thought he was going to be a disaster. So let's give him credit. He's not been a disaster. He's brought life to a really bad franchise. Sean McDermott, nine. I don't know. The Bills, I could get him on a list somewhere, but the Bills have been supposed to be in the Super Bowl about 6 years in a row, and they've come up short every time.
It's true.
Number 10, no way. Kevin Stefanski, hasn't he won two Coach of the Years already?
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski has been the darling coach, but I don't really think he's that great of a coach. But
what have the Browns done with him? He's won one playoff game in 5 years.
And he wasn't even there. He was at home.
It's not very good. Mike McDaniel, 11th. I'll be honest, that's too high for a guy that's won no playoff games. Sorry, and hasn't beaten anybody. Your guy, Kevin O'Connell, 12. I think it's a nice feather in his cap to be in the top 15.
The only reason I say he's in the top 15 is because he missed a lot of last year with a quarterback, number one, when Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles, and then he lost Justin Jefferson for like half the season.
And it's on down the line. I'm not going to give you every... But
who's the last? I think
worst coach in football?
I can't remember. I think it might be either one of the new coach, like the Panthers coach, or...
Scrolling. Jared Allen, or not Jared Allen, Dennis Allen, Saints.
Oh,
worst
poor
coach
guy.
In football. No kidding. He's already worse than...
The guys who've never coached
Brian
an NFL
Callahan
game before?
Of the Titans, or...
Dave Canales of the Panthers?
Jonathan Gannon of the Cardinals? What did he do last year to get to be 27th?
Tanked. That's what he did. That is crazy to get put Dennis Allen lower than a guy who's never actually coached it.
You just said Dave Canales.
Yeah.
I'd be honest with you. There's maybe one football fan out of 10 could tell you who he is.
He was the former offensive coordinator of the Buccaneers.
He's already ranked 24th.
That's crazy.
For what?
That's crazy.
All right. This list is stupid.
Thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome. but we're on to the football world, and that's a good place to be. Our countdown is next. Yourself a gyro. If you love Mediterranean food like I do, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine, not only in Coronado and La Jolla, but at Petco Park. If you're going to the game tonight, Spiro's down the third baseline main concourse near the Western Metal Supply Company building for dining takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., at Petco Park, preparing to do a little TV tonight. Jesse and Scan will be on the radio broadcast here with Sam Levitt's pregame show getting started about 2 hours from right now. Mike Schilt just confirmed to the media at Petco Park that Xander Bogaerts will be returning to the lineup tonight.
Still don't have an actual lineup.
We don't have the actual lineup yet, but Bogaerts is in.
Maybe Sammy Levitt has. Let me go check Sammy Levitt's Twitter real quick.
Do that.
Let's see.
Appreciate it.
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So maybe they just don't have the lineup out. We know that Bogey's playing, but we don't know the whole lineup.
Send
yet.
Someone down.
Yeah, they'll have to send somebody packing. I don't know. They might send Luis Camposano back down. I was really surprised the other day when Brett Sullivan got the start. In I know as a right-handed pitcher, but Camposano's still your catcher, I thought. Right now, Higashioka has passed him. I get that because he's been hot.
It's baseball.
But are they just giving up on Camposano? I mean, he's come back from the injured list. I think he's played one game. If that.
I can remember.
So, I mean, if you're just going to give up on Camposano, fine. But that seems a little early. Seems a little quick.
You know
on
how
the
they
trigger
say
there.
In football, you can't lose your starting position to injury. Is that the same in baseball, or are they just riding the hot hand in baseball?
Well, I think you're going to have to ride. You got to ride Higashioka. I have no argument there. I just thought when Higashioka took a day off the other day, that would be a time to get Campy back in there, but they didn't. They went Sullivan. So maybe they'll send Camposano back down again. I don't know who they're going to send down. Sullivan is the one that honestly makes the most sense.
It does, and I kind of feel bad for him because he was hitting really well at AAA. They brought him up. He didn't really get in the lineup because Kyle Higashioka keeps hitting home runs.
Yeah,
but I feel like Brett Sullivan is a good player. They just really haven't given him a lot of time to prove that.
He's had 97 at-bats in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, he's hit .206. And I'm not saying that's the end all. I'm just saying with the chances he's had, he hasn't done a whole lot.
Well, yeah, but
okay. Well,
you need some chances.
I'm aware.
If I was given spot starts to do a show, they would never hire me, Chris, because I need to get in that rhythm.
You gotta have reps.
Yes, reps.
All right, give me some traffic, and then our countdown focuses on the current top five teams in the National Football League. You'll never believe who Scraby picked.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we all love the game of baseball as much as anybody, probably more so than anybody. I like talking about Wimbledon, enjoying the Euro Cup, Copa America, the soccer tournaments going on. But come on, man, we are only 2.5 weeks away from the first preseason game in the National Football League. That's right, August 1st is the first preseason game. What's this, July 12th?
Yes.
We're looking at 2.5 weeks. That's it. Time to get our minds back on some football, people. And to that end, today's countdown, very simply, after all of the offseason maneuvering, and there was a lot of it in the NFL, what are our top five teams in the NFL right now?
Number five.
2.5 weeks before the start of the season. Let's start with the football expert himself, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh, wow, I thought you were going
with that. Oh, yeah, you just go ahead and think you are
no,
this football
expert. No, I thought you were going to put me into the corner
go ahead and think you're the football expert, but I'm going with Tony Gwynn Jr. He is the defending champion on Gwynn versus Chris NFL Pick'em. So
the champ is here.
I'm going with him first. Who do you got, Tony? Number five.
Five first.
Yeah,
all
number
right,
five.
Five first.
Yeah,
we've only been doing it that way for the entire time of the show.
You know what?
Maybe I made a mistake calling him the expert.
Scraby, you know what? I've had enough.
Wait, we
already,
go from
buddy.
Five to one? When did that start?
All right.
You're a jerk.
Jerk.
Number five. The Houston Texans will be my number five.
Ah, interesting.
This year. They went out. They've added Joe Mixon. They added my man from Buffalo. I can't think of his name right now. It's coming.
Diggs.
Diggs, yes. They added Diggs.
Diggs?
Yes, we talked about it last week, Chris.
No, we didn't. We went through all the running backs last week.
Okay,
we didn't go through all the wide receivers.
And I think C.J. Stroud takes another step four. So I'm putting that Texan team at five.
That's big doings for the Texans, who did win a playoff game last year. All right, number five, Texans. I see that. All right, now we'll go to the guy who knows the third most about football. Me.
Oh, wow.
I fooled you again, Scraby.
I was coming up with comebacks in my head.
All right, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals, number 5. I know that I think they finished last in that division last year after it was all said and done. But, you know, without Joe Burrow. The thing to me is with the Bengals, and I know, and you just mentioned it, Mixon's gone. But Joe Burrow, I think, just off the top, and we could go through a bunch of different, you know, different ideas about it. I think he's the second best quarterback in the NFL. I mean, Mahomes is clearly number one. But there's only one guy that when a game starts, I feel comfortable can beat Mahomes, and that's Burrow. So I got to put the Bengals in the top 5 because I think, you know, as long as, you know, there's no way to prove, you know, predict whether he'll be healthy. But as long as he's healthy, I think the Bengals are a contender.
That's what we're saying. As long as he's healthy, it's been a couple years. He missed lots of time.
No kidding. But I'm not going to put him on my fantasy roster this year, so he'll probably play the full year. All right, Scraby, go.
All right. I chose the Texans as well. I think everything that Tony said, I think that Diggs addition is going to be huge for C.J. Stroud because he already has receivers.
Yeah,
that he
does.
He was using last year, and they weren't even as good. They were younger, but they're going to get better. And I love D'Amico Ryan, so I think he's a good coach. Or D'Amico Ryan is his name.
You love him so much, you don't even know his name.
All right, you don't even know your own coach's name if it's McDaniel or McDaniels.
True.
Okay.
That's true. I don't. Number 4. All right, Tony, who you got number 4?
I'm going back and forth, but I will put the Baltimore Ravens at number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Derrick Henry edition.
Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. What do you do?
Yeah, that is a conundrum for defenses. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm never pulling the football out. If we do the option, I'm putting it in his stomach. He can go.
Yeah, right.
Pause. But nonetheless, I like Baltimore at 4.
They're good. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers 4. I don't think they're the best team.
Disrespectful.
It's not. I mean, I think there's 3 teams that are clearly better than them heading into the season. The 49ers have lost guys. They can't keep this entire all-star team together for the rest of time. And I think you can only blow it so many times in the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl or wherever you get to every year before you finally have one of those seasons where things don't go your way. So, if that ever really does happen, it is really going to make my life enjoyable. I got to tell you guys out
me
there.
Me and you both.
You know, I mean, having to sit here year after year after year as the 49ers just romp through the NFL is almost impossible for me and Tony. And so for that reason, you're lucky I even put him 4. I considered leaving him out altogether.
I did too. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
That would have been an inaccurate list.
All right, go ahead. Who do you have?
My number 4, Tony's got my list, or I got Tony's list, because I say the Ravens too. Everything that Tony said, plus the Ravens were embarrassed in the playoffs last year after having such a great season. And I have this feeling that Lamar Jackson has another chip on his shoulder, another thing that he has to prove, which is get them to the Super Bowl.
What if Lamar Jackson just isn't good enough to win in the playoffs against those guys? I mean, happened to him 2 or 3 times now.
Then next year when we do our list, he's out of the top 5.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. Number 3. Tony.
The San Francisco 49ers. I wanted to leave them out, but I couldn't quite get there. This is still a very talented team, although there is some dissension going on in that locker room.
Brandon Ayuk!
No one
Mr.
cares.
Ayuk wants his chips with dip. He thinks the Niners are delinquent, and so therefore...
It's a cheap franchise. It's always been a cheap franchise.
They don't want to pay the man. So I don't expect it to go as well as it could this year for the Niners.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, 3 is pretty high when you don't even have a top 10 quarterback.
Facts.
Thank you. Scraby nodded, but he wanted to punch me.
No, he keep going.
All right, we're
pressed for time.
We're good. Number 3 for me is the Detroit Lions. the team that had the 49ers on the ropes in the NFC Championship game, and wasn't it a couple of bad calls turned the tide, I think, if I...
Fourth down tries.
Yes. Well, look, the kneecap cannibal's not going to stop going on fourth down.
No, he's not.
So, you know, you're right. Those were big plays, and the 49ers made them. But this year... I think it's going to be the kneecap guy, and I think he's going to I think he's going to make sure that his team gets the home field for that NFC Championship game this year against the 49ers, and that is going to make the difference. The Lions may finally reach the promised land of their first Super Bowl.
The Lions may finally roar.
And beyond, that was so stupid, I'm not even responding to. No, it was so weak.
You should have just finished your point, Chris. You shouldn't even acknowledge that he said.
It's time to roar. That's their slogan.
I tried to, but he said nothing? Nothing?
You just kept talking. That would have made it even better if you just kept talking like you didn't even hear nothing.
Well, here's my last point on the Lions. Amon Ross St. Brown played the entire season last year with his muscle of his oblique torn off the bone. That is a guy who's committed to winning.
Yes.
So I'm going with them three.
My number three, the Lions as well. I think the Lions are going to build upon last year, and I'm scared for the 49ers to face them in the playoffs because I think Chris is right. They want that home field advantage, and I think they're going to go out and they're going to get the home field advantage this year. So Lions are number three.
All right.
Number two.
Is this me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Number two on the list. This is the Detroit Lions. Kneecap Cannibal. His team. Number two on the list ahead of the Niners. I think they overtake the Niners this year in the NFC.
I'm praying for the Lions. I'm praying at the church of the Detroit Lions this year.
Yeah, you're going to go pray to Amon Ross St. Brown.
Amon Ra, that's right, my guy. Amon Ross St. Brown.
I'm funny today.
Not really. All right, number two for me. I just want to get this as an aside because they certainly didn't make my list, but I wanted to work them into the discussion somehow. Through the months of September and October, I expect the Miami Dolphins to be in this category somewhere. But November and December must be played, and I know that they will fade miserably at that point. Leaving my number two team as the Baltimore Ravens. You guys mentioned them. Look, Miami's season was going along okay until they lost to Baltimore in December. I thought the score was like 90-14. I don't remember what it actually was, but it seemed like they scored, you know, four touchdowns every quarter. That team is so good, so capable. Defensively, you know, they've got a lot of their fierceness back, and yeah, I don't know how you stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, so number two, Baltimore for me.
It looked a little bit like what it looked like when they went to San Francisco.
It just hit me.
Oh,
what
I remember that game. That
it was one of the worst Christmases of my life.
Great Christmas.
It was
great
a Christmas night. I was all excited all day, wearing my jersey, ready for the game, and then boom, Brock Purdy threw like 25 interceptions in the game or something like
Reason
that.
Reason number 10 why he's not a top 10 quarterback.
Because he had one bad game. Okay. Tua Tagovailoa would like to have a word, Chris.
He's not in the top 10 either.
Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. They're the champs, and so I can't unseat them from number two. Because you guys know who my number one is.
All right, well, we're not even going to go to
your
you for number one. We'll go to Scranton.
Is a fugazi.
It's a fugazi.
Hey, by the way, my list followed your list. 5-4.
Fugazi NFL list for Scraby.
Homer.
Number one, Kansas City Chiefs. Until someone dethrones these bad boys, it will remain the same.
Christopher?
I got to be in agreement. And they really approved it last year, yeah, more than ever before, because they didn't even get the home field to take them to the Super Bowl. You know? I mean,
very Patriot-like.
They went on the road. They beat Buffalo on the road. They beat Baltimore on the road. Those were really, really impressive. And now everybody's going to tell Patrick Mahomes that no one's ever won three Super Bowls in a row, which is exactly what he's going to try to prove everybody wrong and do.
49ers, number one. Ain't even close.
All right, we're at the top of the hour.
Ain't even close.
At the top of the hour. At the top of the hour. Ain't even close. God, this is what we live with on a daily basis, people.
All day, every day.
All right, take your shot at Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973. Trivia when we return.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip, as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We all love the game of baseball as much as anybody, probably more so than anybody. I like talking about Wimbledon. I'm enjoying the Euro Cup, Copa America, the soccer tournaments going on. But come on, man. We are only 2.5 weeks away from the first preseason game in the National Football League. That's right. August 1st is the first preseason game. What's this, July 12th?
Yes.
We're looking at 2.5 weeks. That's it. Time to get our minds back on some football, people. And to that end, today's countdown, very simply, after all of the off-season maneuvering, and there was a lot of it in the NFL, what are our top five teams in the NFL right now?
Number five.
2.5 weeks before the start of the season. Let's start with the football expert himself, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh, wow, I thought you were going there.
Oh, yeah, you just go ahead and think you are this football expert.
No, I thought you were going to put me into the corner because
go ahead and think you're the football expert, but I'm going with Tony Gwynn Jr. He is the defending champion on Gwynn versus Chris NFL Pick'em. So
the champ is here.
I'm going with him first. Who do you got, all Tony? Right. Number five.
Five first.
Yeah, number
five.
Five
first.
Yeah,
doing it that way for the entire time of the show.
You know what?
Maybe I made a mistake calling him the expert.
Scraby, you know what? I've had enough.
Wait, we
already,
go from
buddy.
Five to one? When did that start?
All right.
You're a jerk.
Jerk.
Number five. The Houston Texans will be my number five.
Ah, interesting.
This year. They went out. They've added Joe Mixon. They added my man from Buffalo. I can't think of his name right now. It's coming.
Diggs.
Diggs, yes. They added Diggs.
They added Diggs?
Yes, we talked about it last week, Chris.
No, we didn't. We went through all the running backs last week. Okay, we didn't go through all the wide receivers.
And I think C.J. Stroud takes another step four. So I'm putting that Texan team at five.
That's big doings for the Texans, who did win a playoff game last year. All right, number five, Texans. I see that. All right, now we'll go to the guy who knows the third most about football. Me.
Oh, wow.
I fooled you again, Scraby.
I was coming up with comebacks in my head.
All right, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals, number five. I know that I think they finished last in that division last year after it was all said and done. But, you know, without Joe Burrow. The thing to me is with the Bengals, and I know, and you just mentioned it, Mixon's gone. But Joe Burrow, I think, just off the top, and we could go through a bunch of different, you know, different ideas about it. I think he's the second best quarterback in the NFL. I mean, Mahomes is clearly number one. But there's only one guy that when a game starts, I feel comfortable can beat Mahomes, and that's Burrow. So I got to put the Bengals in the top five because I think, you know, as long as, you know, there's no way to prove, you know, predict whether he'll be healthy. But as long as he's healthy, I think the Bengals are a contender.
That's what we're saying. As long as he's healthy, yeah, it's true. Been a couple years. He missed lots of time.
No
it
kidding. But I'm not going to put him on my fantasy roster this year, so he'll probably play the full year. All right, Scraby, go.
All right. I chose the Texans as well. I think everything that Tony said, I think that Diggs addition is going to be huge for C.J. Stroud because he already has receivers.
Yeah,
that he was using last year, and they weren't even as good. They were younger, but they're going to get better. And I love D'Amico Ryan, so I think he's a good coach. Or D'Amico Ryan is his name.
You love him so much, you don't even know his name.
All right, you don't even know your own coach's name if it's McDaniel or McDaniels.
True.
Okay.
That's true, I don't.
Number four.
All right, Tony, who you got number four?
I'm going back and forth, but I will put the Baltimore Ravens at number four.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Derrick
yeah,
Henry
yeah.
edition.
Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. What do you do?
Yeah, yeah, that's a, that is a conundrum.
That's tough.
For defenses. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm never pulling the football out. If we do the option, I'm putting it in his stomach. He can go.
Yeah, right.
Pause. But nonetheless, I like Baltimore at four.
They're good. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers four. I don't think they're the best team.
Disrespectful.
It's not. I mean, I think there's three teams that are clearly better than them heading into the season. The 49ers have lost guys. They can't keep this entire all-star team together for the rest of time. And I think you can only blow it so many times in the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl or wherever you get to every year before you finally have one of those seasons where things don't go your way. So, and I'm just, if that ever really does happen, it is really going to make my life enjoyable. I got to tell you guys out
me
there.
Me and you both.
You know, I mean, having to sit here year after year after year as the 49ers just romp through the NFL is almost impossible for me and Tony. And so for that reason, you're lucky I even put them four. I considered leaving them out altogether.
Well, I did too. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
That would have been an inaccurate list.
All right, go ahead. Who do you have?
My number four, Tony's got my list, or I got Tony's list, because I say the Ravens too. Everything that Tony said, plus the Ravens were embarrassed in the playoffs last year after having such a great season. And I have this feeling that Lamar Jackson has another chip on his shoulder, another thing that he has to prove, which is get them to the Super Bowl.
What if Lamar Jackson just isn't good enough to win in the playoffs against those guys? I mean,
maybe,
he's done
then,
it.
Then
it's happened to him two or three times now.
Then next year when we do our list, okay. It's out of the top.
All right, reasons. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Number three.
Tony.
The San Francisco 49ers. I wanted to leave them out, but I couldn't quite get there. This is still a very talented team, although there is some dissension going on in that locker room.
Brandon Ayuk!
No one
Mr.
cares.
Ayuk wants his chips with dip. He thinks the Niners are delinquent, and so therefore...
It's a cheap franchise. It's always been a cheap franchise.
They don't want to pay the man. So I don't expect it to go as well as it could this year for the Niners.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, three is pretty high when you don't even have a top 10 quarterback.
Facts.
Thank you. Scraby nodded, but he wanted to punch me.
No, he keep going.
All right, number.
We're pressed for time.
We're good. Number three for me is the Detroit Lions, the team that had the 49ers on the ropes in the NFC Championship game, and wasn't it a couple of bad calls turned the tide, I think, if I...
Fourth down tries.
Yes. Well, look, the kneecap cannibal's not going to stop going on fourth down.
No, he's not.
So, you know, you're right. Those were big plays, and the 49ers made them. But this year, I think it's going to be the kneecap guy, and I think he's going to
kneecap guy.
I think he's going to make sure that his team gets the home field for that NFC Championship game this year against the 49ers, and that is going to make the difference. The Lions may finally reach the promised land of their first Super Bowl.
The Lions may finally roar.
And beyond that, was so stupid. I'm not even responding to. No, it was so weak.
You should have just finished your point, Chris. You shouldn't even acknowledge that he said.
Should have been. It's time to.
I tried to.
That's their slogan.
I tried to, but he said nothing. Nothing.
You just kept talking. That would have made it even better if you just kept talking like you didn't even hear nothing.
Well, here's my last point on the Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown played.
I'm sorry?
Amon-Ra St. Brown, sorry, played the entire season last year with his muscle of his oblique torn off the bone. That is a guy who's committed to winning.
Yes.
So I'm going with them three.
My number three, the Lions as well. I think the Lions are going to build upon last year, and I'm scared for the 49ers to face them in the playoffs because I think Chris is right. They want that home field advantage, and I think they're going to go out and they're going to get the home field advantage this year. So Lions are number three.
All right.
Number two.
Is this me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Number two on the list is the Detroit Lions. Kneecap Campbell, his team. Number two on the list ahead of the Niners. I think they overtake the Niners this year in the NFC.
I'm praying. for the Lions. I'm praying at the church of the Detroit Lions this
year. Yeah, you're going to go pray to Amen Ra St. Brown.
Amen Ra, that's right, my guy. Amen Ra St. Brown.
I'm funny today.
Not really. All right, number two for me. I just want to get this as an aside, because they certainly didn't make my list, but I wanted to work them into the discussion somehow. Through the months of September and October, I expect the Miami Dolphins to be in this category somewhere. But November and December must be played, and I know that they will fade miserably at that point. Leaving my number two team as the Baltimore Ravens. You guys mentioned them. Look, Miami's season was going along okay until they lost to Baltimore in December. I thought the score was like 90-14. I don't remember what it actually was, but it seemed like they scored, you know, four touchdowns every quarter. That team is so good, so capable. Defensively, you know, they've got a lot of their fierceness back. And, yeah, I don't know how you stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, so... Number two, Baltimore for me.
It looked a little bit like what it looked like when they went to San Francisco.
Oh, that was a beatdown.
Wow. It just hit me.
Oh,
what
I remember that game. That was
one of the worst Christmases of my life.
Great Christmas.
It was a Christmas night. I was all excited all day, wearing my jersey, ready for the game, and then boom. Brock Purdy threw like 25 interceptions in the game or something like
Reason
that.
Reason number 10 why he's not a top 10 quarterback.
Because he had one bad game. Okay. Tua Tagovailoa would like to have a word, Chris.
He's not in the top 10 either.
Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. They're the champs, and so I can't unseat them from number two. Because you guys know who my number one is.
All right, well, we're not even going to go to
your
you for number
is,
one. We'll go to Scrape.
Is a Fugazi.
It's a Fugazi.
Hey, by the way, my list followed your list. 5-4.
Fugazi NFL list for Scraby.
Homer.
Number one, Kansas City Chiefs. Until someone dethrones these bad boys, it will remain the same.
Christopher?
I got to be in agreement. And they really approved it last year, yeah, more than ever before, because they didn't even get the home field to take them to the Super Bowl. You know? I mean,
very Patriot-like.
They went on the road. They beat Buffalo on the road. They beat Baltimore on the road. Those were really, really impressive. And now everybody's going to tell Patrick Mahomes that no one's ever won three Super Bowls in a row, which is exactly what he's going to try to prove everybody wrong and do.
49ers, number one, ain't even close.
All right, we're at the top of the hour.
Ooh. Ain't even close.
At the top of the hour. Ooh. At the top of the hour. ain't even close. God, this is what we live with on a daily basis, people.
All day, every day.
All right, take your shot at Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973. Trivia when we return.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.